The last line that we read yesterday, again, in this edition, there's a paragraph that begins with Havinosi. The last line in that paragraph, Kasha Yachshav Lasos Tova Al Ya'acher. In context, it seems clear that what the Chovas HaVavos is telling us is as follows. In addition to whatever qualitative enhancement there is of Zvizim Magdimim, of Mitzvah HaBal Yadcha, Al Tach Mitzana, when there's a tova that a person, okay, in context here he's talking about authoring this sefer, when there's a tova that a person contemplates doing. And as he presented in this paragraph, so the Yetzer Hara, whether it's the Yetzer Hara of Atzlos or whatever manifestation of the Yetzer Hara pushes back against it, the need to do something right away is not only to upgrade it with the quality of Zrizus to not to be guilty of Mitzvah Abal Yodcha Al Tach Mitzana, but because there's a risk that he'll never do it. By Mila, it's an Indian of Zrizus. It's not that we don't think that what this paragraph is describing is not that the father's going to be Mor Hetel Hatzmo, not to be mal. It's an Indian of Zrizus. It's an Indian mitzvah. But when it's something which isn't, you know, a mitzvah shekavu alo zman, such as mila beyom hashmini, natilas lulav on your mishan shal sukkis. Again, it's kashi yashav lasos tova. Not a mitzvah shekavu alo zman. See, here the Chovas HaVavos is saying, no, the need to do things right away is because the clarity that a person has may be compromised. If at the moment he has that clarity and you know is able to reject the specious counter arguments of the Yetzer Hara. So while the person has that moment of clarity, he needs to act on it. Because otherwise, it may not just be a question of his resource, maybe a question that he'll never attend to it. Al ken ra'isi v'hachriach es nafshi lisbol torach chibor ha-sefer hazeh. You see how far removed, totally removed he was from Gaiva. I think, you know, I think we could push back against the Yetzer Hara with another Yetzer Hara of, you know, this will be a claim to fame. This will be I'll perpetuate. I'll v'chulu. And I don't know. Would we know you know, who Rabbi Bachil was, you know, that there was this great man of towering stature who was a dayan in Spain in the 11th century. Would we know who he was if he hadn't written Chovos HaLevavos? Would it be subsosim medavavos bekeva? So presumably the answer to those questions is no, no, no. And yet that doesn't... He wasn't shooting for that. He wasn't... There was no... There wasn't the shemitz of self... of self-interest there. So the Yetzer Hara was the Yetzer Hara of Atzlas, and he couldn't... He didn't have a Yetzer Hara of Gaiva to push back against that. He only had the Yetzer Hara to push back against that. I think we could form an alliance between the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tova on this, but you know, but for him it was only the Yetzer Tova that was pushing back against it. Alkein ve'isi la'chriachas nafdis bol tarachi ma'aseh ba'azel levar in yana b'chol loshon she'uchal. Meaning earlier he expressed his reservation of not being sufficiently a master of Arabic to be able to write as eloquently as one would want. No, so the varin yana b'chol lashon she'uchal b'chol melitza she'tizdamin li she'yuvan ha'inyan mehem. ואסקו מתודוס חובס הלבבס מה שיובו ליהודי, ולא אתרח להביא עם כולם, כדי שלא יאורך, יאורך הספר. So the Rishonim had a remarkable sensitivity that avichus would be experienced as something onerous and were very mindful and conscious of avoiding it. According to Rashi, it's a Gemara in Pesachim here. Amar Rufuna Merav, Mishum Mevmeir Le'olam, Yishana Odom LeTalmido Derech Kitzara. Why is that? Says Rashi, Afisha Miskayem Es Girso Shelo Yosem En Ha'aruka. Chovos HaLevavos is conscious of that his sefer shouldn't become unwieldy, and the Rambam Kayadua speaks about this theme a lot. For instance, here in the Hakdama to Sefer Mitzvahs, when the Rambam is describing that he has this plan to write Mishneh Torah, of which Sefer Mitzvahs is sort of a Hakdama, a preliminary volume. So when he describes what he has in mind to do in Mishneh Torah, he says, "V'haya hanaos etzli lahapil mimenu ha'arichus." I'm going to avoid all arichus. I'm going to give you the halacha psuka, and ad kedekach, to streamline things as much as possible, that I'm not even going to mention. I'm not going to say that this din Rava said and this din Rabbi Yochanan said. V'hasmichus b'zichron ba'al ha-kabbalah. At shalo omer, I won't say divi Rabbi Ploni, v'lo Rabbi Ploni omer kach b'chol maim u'mama. Because all this will allow me to condense even more. Kol zeh lebakoshes hakitzur. Ach askim in advarim hatzrichim l'chol shorosh m'shavash b'shar shalom ashevo elo u'be'elokim ha'echad ha'emes ei ozer v'olav evtach u'mimenu eshal b'rachamav l'horos osibos hadarach ha'yishar asher rotzeba v'shehi mekubalas b'eino b'dibo b'maiser b'seisho v'agvali v'kashin nigmar atzosi v'skamti l'chabu tikanti oshyoso v'yitzakti m'chol nosov u'vanisi oso al asor shorosho. Mekabsim kolcho v'salvavos. When he said esko mitoldos kol v'salvavos mashvil yavul yadi, all the corollaries, all the applications. So the sefer is not comprehensive in terms of every application of kol v'salvavos, but in terms of the shoroshim, in terms of the major yesodos and principles. So in that sense, the sefer is comprehensive. The chilakti asal asar sha'orim, kol shar mehem miyucha l'shar shechad misharashav, kolel es gvulav u'machlekosav v'hanyanam atzluyim bo, v'haponim ha'mafsidim also. Right, which is, at least in terms of that last element, haponim hamafsidim also, we find the same thing so much later in Ramchal's Mesilas Yesharim, right? About mafsidei hazehiros, mafsidei hazrizos, etc. So the same thing here, already in Chovos Halvavos. V'ani ochiz bo haderech hakrova l'ho'ir, l'horos u'lahaska b'loshon hamavua hakor v'hanoeg. Kadeshi yiya mashani rotsa lavo kov lahovin. I'm going to do what's most effective, what will be easiest for people to grasp. Va'aniya chaloshon ha'omok v'hamilos ha'nochrios. I'm going to k'shulchan oruch. As Chazal say, "Ve'elam mishpatim shetasid l'fnayim k'shulchan oruch." So that clarity is in the language and in the choice of words also. But I also will not engage in v'hamovsim haholchem al derech melechas hanitzurach shekoren osa anshe chochmas hadibor b'loshon aravi. I don't know. Al jido. So in the notes, they explain that mofes al derech malachas hanitzuach is to show that if you have two approaches, and in one approach there are sort of 10 kashas, there are 10 loose ends, 10 unresolved, and the other approach only you have two kashas, only two unresolved. So that would advocate that the second approach is the correct one. So I'm not going to engage in that type of argumentation, says the Chovos HaLevavos. Asher lo yitochen l'syashev aleim b'sefer hazeh. Excuse me. V'hamechkorim ha'rechokim. Asher lo yitochen l'syashev aleim b'sefer hazeh. V'pnei shelo hevesi bo elo harayos hamaspikos. Asmus Pikos means I'll arguments which are persuasive. Asher tisyashev hadas alein al mishpate hachokhmo elokis. Ukmo she'ama hafilosof, ein ro'oi shenevakesh bahasogas kol mechkor mitziuso al derech hamofes. Ki ein kol mechka sichli nimtza b'malfeis, v'lo shenevakesh b'chochmas hashimush hadova hamaspik, v'lo b'chochmas ha'elokus lahargish ulahamshil, v'lo b'tchilas ha'chochma hativis malfeis, v'lo b'reshtis ha'malfeis malfeis. So what the Chovos HaLevavos is quoting is as follows. The type of argument, the type of proof that a person introduces depends upon the discipline. Moving beyond Yichud Hashem, after you get beyond Yichud Hashem, that there's a chiyuv in svara, which the Chovos HaLevavos will explain in Shar HaBechina, to look into the world and to see Chochmas Hashem, Chaste Hashem in the world. That there's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv skipping one shar to the fourth. That there's a chiyuv b'tochen. Those types of propositions don't lend themselves to formal logical proof, right? The type of formal logical proof, all men are mortal, you know, Aristotle is a man, therefore Aristotle is mortal. So a person, what the level, what the type of proof is, where the bar is set depends upon the discipline, right? That's what this statement from the I don't know who was quoting. I'm not sure. Is it? I'm not to look up to see who the philosopher is that is quoting. Ki ein kol mechka sechli nimtza b'mofes. There's no formal syllogistic proof that you're supposed to have b'tochen Hashem. So the type of argument, the type of proof that you give depends upon the discipline. Now in mathematical, if you're dealing with math, so then you don't present persuasive arguments. No, then that discipline lends itself to mofes, it lends itself to logical demonstration, and you can't say, you know, it makes sense, you know, that you know, it makes sense that you know, that this algebraic formula makes sense. No, you have to show how it's, you have to compel that conclusion logically, again, logically in a formal sense. Ramban has a similar point. He doesn't have this, there's much more of an arichus here in the Cholos HaLevavos. So the Melchamos, the Ramban defends the Rif against the Hasogos of the Balamot. The Atah Hamistakel b'Sifri, Al Toma Bilvavcha, Ki Kol Tshuvasai, Al Harava B'Zecharya, the Balamor, Al Harava B'Zecharya, Zal Kulan Be'enai Tshuvos Nitzochos, Umachrichos Oscha Lohodos Bohem Al Penei Akshuscha. But don't think that I intended to present tshuvas nitzochos machrichos that a person without totally abandoning reason would have to acknowledge. V'tispo'er b'hiyoscha mesapek achas mehen alomdeha. Old Tatriach al Daitchel, he connes benekev hamachat lidchos mealecha hechrech vayosai. Ain't a dovakain. I mean, the Ramban does say that to disagree, you have to be in action and you have to be trying to squeeze through the eye of a needle. Kikol ain't a dovakain. Kikol kiyodea kol lomeid. Talmudenu, everyone who studies Shas knows she'ein b'machlokes meforshav. When you have a machlokes rishonim, a machlokes in the Gaonim, ein b'machlokes meforshav rayos gemuros. We'll see in a minute what he means by rayos gemuros. There are no absolutely unequivocal, compelling proofs. Velo berov kushos chalutos, and for the most part, you don't have again absolute refutations of that the Ramban will have an absolute refutation of the Balamor's approach. She'ein b'chokhma hazos mofes boror. Because in Chochmas, B'Chochmah Hazos, meaning Talmud, in Halacha, in learning Shas, Ein B'Chochmah Hazos Mofez Boru Kegon Cheshbonei HaTishboros V'Nisyonei HaTchuma. You don't have the type of absolutely conclusive, definitive, incontrovertible proof that you can have in math. You don't have that in a machlokes rishonim in how to learn pshat in a sugyot. So you have to recognize that. You have to recognize that, and it's the same yisod as this chovos al vavels, that in every discipline a person has to know what the type of argument is that you put forward. And not to think that a person can surpass that, and on the other hand, to recognize that it's not a criticism that the person didn't surpass that, and that's what the Chovos HaLevavos is also saying. Just he's saying a little bit more broadly. V'lo b'chokhmas el kus lahargish ulahamshil. Don't think that in teaching about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you can concretize and that you can really give mashalim. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique, so by definition you can't really have a mashal, right? In Chochmas Elokus. V'lo b'tchilas ha-chochma ha-tivis mofes, v'lo b'reishas ha-mofes mofes. don't look for a proof for axioms. Like you can't ask someone to prove that that the whole is greater than any part. Well, that's just an axiom that you're just supposed to recognize its inherent mine uve truth, which is the case for all axioms, right? That's how they become axioms. When a person again knows what the type of argumentation, the type of explanation, the type of proof is, again, if you want to prove to someone that something is immoral, so you don't prove it the way you prove a theorem in geometry, and that obviously, if a person is ignorant of that, so then he'll think that something, you know, if you hold out for something that doesn't exist, so then you don't recognize what the type of argument is supposed to be in that discipline. There's no formal syllogistic proof that you should have b'tochen b'Hashem. Again, the Chovos Havavos will explain it, but not in the way that you would explain something mathematically.
On the other hand,